John Hudman, and our goalkeeper, Neon Laura, who's very excited to talk to you today, just so you know. And we will just start with questions. So, yes?
Hi, John. Congratulations on the victory. Two-part question.
Sorry,
first,
can you say name and outlet?
Yes. John's, yeah. Hi, Lucas Weiss, Last Word on Sports. Congratulations on the victory. First, can you just talk about the mood of your team at halftime after the first half that you had? And secondly, Greg was just in here talking about all the bonds of Davies' physical ability. Can you just talk about how impressed you were today with his ability to stretch the defense?
Okay. I think firstly, a big thanks to all the fans who came out tonight. That was just an electric atmosphere. And again, to the boys, nothing but pride and coming in at half-time. We were on task, we were on plan. It was a calm dressing room. I think there's always been a belief in this group, and it was just nice and calm. We looked at some clips of where the US was starting to break us down, but there's been a belief right from the onset. You know, I think they were clear what they were going out there to do tonight. And I think Alfonso is just one part of this amazing team. I mean, you've seen it tonight. Alfonso's got his bit. And you've got Milan with his bit. And, you know, all of the boys, it's a pretty unique and special team. And I thought every player put something out there tonight. So, you know, great to see Fonzie scoring, though. I'm really pleased for him.
Okay, we're going to go to Neil and then to Laura.
Neil Davidson, the Canadian Press. Milan, congratulations on the win. You've played all over the world in big games, Champions League games, etc. How big a win is this for you in your career?
This is unbelievable. Unbelievable. First of all, I want to say thanks to all the fans that came out tonight. You know, we need more support than this. We showed that we have a young team who's gonna bring new football to Canada. And this man right sitting right beside me, he brought that to here. He brought new football in Canada. And I just want to say to him right now in front of all of you, thank you for bringing the spirit, the belief, the energy to these guys. And this is a big win for us. And this win goes to this man right here.
Thank you. Laura.
John, you spoke coming into this week about how you've been the desire to get a result in this match. Greg Burke also just said that your team had more desire than the U.S. tonight. How do you get that out of your players?
We've been working for a bit of time, you know, on just making sure that we're all clear on what we're here when we turn up and pull that red shirt on. You know, this guy speaks. There's a strong leadership group that, you know, they've got a voice now, and they speak, and they speak from the heart. They've experienced a lot, and, you know, I'm not naive enough to think that it's going to be my ideas and my passion. It's just trying to draw that passion from what's in there. They've been hurting for a long time, and they've wanted a night like this for a long time as well. So, like I say, I've got a great staff. Mauro Biello, you know, Dave Blatt, who's been with the team forever, you know, Greg Bear. I mean, we've got some amazing people in this team.
Joey.
You know, Peter Montopoli, you know, the president, Steve Reed, Nick Bontis, Sandra Gage. There's been a lot of us in this association that have been grinding away, waiting for a night like this on the men's side, and it came. And all of that plays into, you know, the conversations this week. But it's only one step. It's only the one little drop in the ocean, I'm hoping, for this team. And there's more to come. He says he's playing till he's 38 or 40 or whatever he said, so hopefully a lot more to come.
Great. We'll go here and then.
Armin Bedakin, Campiel.ca. I have a question for each of you. I'll start with John. Greg said that, you know, the diamond in midfield was a big part of the reason why you guys came out ahead after 90 minutes. What did you, I guess, look at with the U.S. that prompted this shift in tactical formation, not just as a diamond, but also with two strikers up top with Davies and David?
Yeah. Well, we actually played with a box. That's what we worked on all week. So, yeah, I mean, the box midfield, I'm not going to give too much more away, because we've got to play them in 3 weeks' time or 4 weeks. You know, and again, you can beat them once, but the big task is going back to back. You know, it's the consistency. So, you know, I can't talk too much about the tactics. I enjoyed the game. It was a hell of a match. And again, just proud of the boys were ready to get on the front foot for 90 minutes. And, you know, we'll have to adapt again. We're going away from home against the US. And we'll have something else up our sleeve for that match as well.
Question for
me. Can we go to
Joshua
and then we'll go back?
Yeah. John, you mentioned that Alfonso Davies was just one part of this win, but given the magnitude of this win and given his performance and the goal, is this the kind of performance that you think could propel him to take more ownership of the team and really become the face of this team moving forward?
He doesn't need to yet. He just needs to be a kid and enjoy it. Like, let him take all the pressure and Scotty Arfield and Atiba. Like, well, just let Fonzie enjoy his football. We don't need to put him up in lights. I don't mind putting him up in lights because I think the more we do, we challenge him. But at times he needs to be able to breathe and just enjoy it. You know, last night I was talking to him about his childhood and he's telling us he just bought a BMX recently. He's always wanted one. And I'm thinking, wow, you know, it brings it right back down to earth about what this kid's about. So, you know, with Fonzie, it's just get out there and play, son. Just go and do your thing.
Did you see that tonight?
Yeah, I did. I mean, what we asked from Alfonso was, you know, I showed him some of his clips with the Whitecaps. I had a good half hour with him last night, and we just went back to some of his original days where when he got kicked, he'd get straight back up. And when balls went in behind him, he'd recover and he'd fight to get it back. And I think a little bit that was missing, you know, just that wanting to play free and thinking he had to be in a structure. But he was free tonight, and it was lovely to see. But I also think the competition in that squad now is he can't sit on his heels. You know, we had Cavallini and Hoylett on the bench, and we got young Johnny David, you know. It's really competitive and exciting.
Yeah, John Molinaro from Cambio LLC. John, yesterday you talked about, you know, the loss of Daniil would be kind of a bit of a blow, but I'm just wondering how you thought, you know, the team did without him, and especially what you saw from the partnership with Victoria and Cornelius.
Well, it's crazy, isn't it? Yeah, you look at that lineup, and you've got, you know, Richie Larrieu with three caps. You know, Cornelius, who's, you know, been in and out of the MLS squad this year, always played for us. And Vittoria, who's on like a resurgence in his career. It's you couldn't have written the script. And then young Kamal Miller, fresh out of college last year, you know, with a handful of MLS caps. I mean, that's the sort of pride when you think about what we put together out there and how strong they stood to keep a clean sheet. And with this man behind them who stood big in a big moment, I mean, you're buzzing as a coach when you see guys stepping to that next level of human performance and then binding together as a group. So I thought that was just, you know, that was an area we've been questioning and we've been questioned on. And, you know, those guys stepped forward and I think, you know, Kamal was still running around the dressing room. You know, it's just exciting for them. And then you think Liam Fraser. I mean, only last camp, you know, I'm sitting on the stairs with him and the kid's upset that he's, you know, he can't see an opportunity coming for his country. And there you are, like 5 minutes into the game. Funny enough, on the stairs 3 weeks ago, I said, son, just keep being good and the universe will bring you something. Just keep being good. And it did. He got on that field tonight and he did bloody well.
We're going to go there and then there.
Alexander Gonge-Ruzica, Between the Sticks. Obviously, John, you said you didn't really want to talk too much about the midfield tactically, but how is it for you as a coach? You have the ability to put out four quality central midfielders. One goes down early, you throw in a fifth, and he does just as well. How do you think that midfield battle shaped up and speak to the depth of the team and whatnot?
Yeah, I thought the team would be, the game would be won and lost in that midfield area. I felt we needed to add one more player in there. And we did, and it worked out for periods. But the energy, it was just the effort. The work rate, the effort was what mattered most. And again, we said we would outwill them, and I think that's what it came down to in many areas of the field, not just the midfield. I have to say the front two as well put a hell of a shift in. I mean, that's nearly 85 minutes of high pressing constantly. So again, just great pride to see the guys working for that flag in their country. And you better ask a question to Milan.
Yeah, he's next, actually. Go ahead.
So beyond the tactical stuff, there was also an element of composure, especially at that last 20-minute spell. Milan, there was a moment where you pulled Richie Lauria over after he was fouled. I think you pulled him over twice. Do you remember what you said to him to kind of calm him down? What was that moment like? And can you maybe share with us what you were advising him?
I told him not to yell, not to fight, because we don't need a yellow card. We're winning the game, and he needs to stay in the game, not worrying about what their players are trying to do to us to get the yellow cards or a red card, you know. So I told him that first time, and second time I had to swear at him a little bit to understand what I'm trying to say. But he listened after, and everything was good, you know.
Okay, we're gonna go last question, Josh.
Milan, Joshua Cloak, The Athletic. Milan, after the second goal, you kind of look back at the south side and you're pumping your fist. You seem to have a real kind of moment there. What's running through your head when you're looking at the crowd kind of losing their minds?
It's too much emotions, you know. We've been waiting for this long, long time. I've been with this program almost 9-10 years now. And this emotion I didn't feel before, you know. Like I said, this man brought a lot of things to this team, and just that emotion came out of me, you know. And I turned around with the fans coming out, those fans that came out today. It was just unbelievable, something unbelievable. I haven't felt this in Canada for so long, you know. And this tonight was something special, you know, special to remember.
And we're going to go last with Neil.
John, is there any update on Mark Anthony's there?
Just too early to tell, other than, you know, the lad's gutted. But then he's in there at half time and guiding some of the players. And yeah, I just don't know yet, Neil. He'll be assessed. I mean, the kid's gutted, but he's a big part of what we've done this week. He's been one of the leaders that have stepped up over these last 4 or 5 weeks and added something different to our team.
So that will conclude the media conference. Thank you to everyone for your support of this match, and we look forward to November the 15th in Orlando.
Congratulations, guys. Mm-hmm.